You're listening to a podcast from Victory. In Jesus, we are able to witness the fullness of God's power. Know more in week 2 of Unboxed.
Nasa pangalawang installment na po tayo sa ating Christmas series, no? Pinamagatang Unbox. Right? Itong series po na to, we are trying to unpack for us the titles that was designated for Jesus as from a prophecy in the Old Testament. And let me just say this, that this is not to mean God can be put in a box, no? But we are borrowing a term that is popular right now when people unbox some gadgets, okay, new things that they get, right? So, and reveal what is inside. We believe that Christmas is a very important and significant event. Okay, so, and I know that all of us, okay, alam na natin Christmas, taon-taon, nagsa-celebrate tayo ng Christmas. But I believe that there's more and something new that God wants to do in our lives, things that He wants to reveal to us. And that is our hope, that through this series, we will get to know God more in a deeper way, and that it will affect our faith and our, you know, walk with Him, okay, na maging deeper pa yung worship natin. Okay, so we're gonna talk about these four designated titles. Okay, last week we talked about God or Jesus as Wonderful Counselors. All of these titles were designated to Jesus. Okay, with regards to His coming. Today, we're going to talk about Jesus as the Mighty God. And the next two Sundays, we're going to talk about Jesus as the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Just a few weeks ago, no, if you remember, we've shown here a video with regards to the Race for Life Challenge. Okay, nag-video po ako ng aking tinatawag na hands-free push-up. Okay, so, and wala lang, pang ano lang, pang kulit lang. And we put it in the web as an entry and challenged people to join Race for Life. And surprisingly, okay, hindi ko po ini-expect, may prize pala yun. Okay, at ang prize ay isang Garmin watch. Alright, so I don't know if you're familiar with Garmin watch. Okay, it's a sports watch that counts how many steps. Okay, may GPS po siya at tinitignan kung yung distance ng tinakbo mo or distance ng nilakad mo. And at first, I just heard about it and didn't really plan to get one because it's a bit pricey, right, for a watch. But praise God, I got the watch. And while I was unboxing it, okay, so I was really excited, no? And not with the box or what's in it, but really, there's an anticipation and excitement with me to use it, to actually experience, okay, using it. Okay, I finally walked and ran with it. Nagamit ko na siya more than 7 times now. Alright, so, and I share this because it's one thing to know about the product. It's one thing to know about the watch, what it can do. You hear about it. But it's another thing to actually get to wear it and experience it and run with it. And habang tumatakbo ako, oh, alam ko ilang kilometers na ako, ano yung pace ng running ko. Right? And it's really exciting. Okay, so such a blessing, okay, para sa akin na regularly tumatakbo. And that's the whole point of this series, okay? I know we know about Christmas, we celebrate Christmas, we hear about God, we know about Jesus, we hear a lot about Christmas, but it's one thing to really actually get to experience, okay, the very essence of Christmas. Okay, so, and Christmas is so significant, so important that, you know, we can't let this season just pass by without us really being affected and be changed by the very reason for the season, right? How many of you have been have had parties already this month, this Christmas? Meron po ba? Okay, may na natin na kayong party. Okay, so all of us have experienced going to a party. Now, let me give an example about, you know, attending a party. For example, a birthday party. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. You went to a party, you ate, talagang busog ka, nasaya, natuwa ka, nagtawanan, kay, nag-enjoy ka sa party. And then you left the party without greeting the birthday celebrant. Happy birthday. Right? May naka-experience naman ng ganun. Right? Parang, di ba, what's the point of the celebration? And you didn't even, you missed the celebrant. Greeting the celebrant. O kaya naman, nayaya ka lang, okay, isa kang gate crusher, okay, yung kasama mo, ang bahala sa'yo, sagot ka niya, okay? And then you ate, you had your fill, you enjoy the party, okay, meron pang souvenir, okay, yung sa mga bata, di ba, binibigay. Hindi mo man lang nakilala yung birthday celebrant at nabate. Labo, di ba? And sometimes, perhaps some people are like that during Christmas. Masaya sila sa Christmas party. Wow, talagang ang daming nangyari. And Christmas has passed, and they miss an encounter with God. They miss to see who God really is. And our hope that through this series, this Christmas season, yet another Christmas season will not just pass by in our life, but we get to really be changed and have an encounter with God. Okay, so in the Bible, the name of a person reveals the character of the person. And Jesus, okay, the one who has been referred to in this prophecy, okay, was called and referred to as a mighty God. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Jesus as the mighty God. And I'd like to read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. This is the verse, no, that all of this series is hinged into. Verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Let me pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, teach us, Lord. Show us who Jesus is through these scriptures. Lord, I pray that your word will quicken our hearts. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to experience you today. We give you all the glory. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. You know, there are a lot of exciting movies that are coming up. Pastor Ryan mentioned about the Metro Manila Film Fest, you know. And then marami pa. No? Talagang inaabangan yun. Okay? Not only that, okay, next year, there'll be a lot of specifically superhero, okay, character movies that are coming up. Okay, isa na doon si Batman versus Superman. No, how many of you are excited about this? Okay, may plano ka nang panoorin to. Okay, me and my kids would watch the trailer. There was a new trailer that has been released. And wow, okay, they're all excited. And they would tell me, "Dad, let's watch this, let's watch this, let's watch this." Alright, so may time pa mag-ipon. Okay, so we watched the trailer. Okay, we are excited. We've also seen there's another movie upcoming. Okay, the Captain America, the Civil War. Okay, Civil War. I think this is a battle between two superheroes, Captain America and Iron Man. Okay, inuman ko, hindi sila magkasundo. Okay, kung sino ba talagang hero sa kanila. Okay, so I don't know the story yet. Okay, but a lot of people are excited about this. Okay, there's another new trailer that's been released just a few days. Okay, and it's the X-Men Apocalypse. So, and then we watch the trailer. Parang, oh, napagod ako sa trailer pa lang. Wow, parang, ang lupit, ang gulo. Okay, so, yung mga anak ko, wow, they're excited about it. Okay, so, and from, since past years, okay, and the coming years, there has been so many superhero movies that have been made, produced, and it's, in fact, it's earning millions of dollars, okay? Sobrang malaking ano, no, malaking profit yung movie na to. Star Wars is coming up this month, okay? Talagang maraming tao excited na, bata, matanda, okay? Because some of you can relate, okay? Dahil, you know, high school pa kayo or elementary pa kayo, Star Wars na, you know? 80s pa lang, Star Wars na. Anyway, so and there's so much fascination of man with regards to superheroes. And you wonder, why is that? Bakit sobrang fascinated ang tao, okay, sa superheroes? And this probably speaks a lot, no? It probably speaks a need in man to have a real-life hero. It appeals to a desire in man to have a hero in his life. And We all want a hero in life. Okay, we want, some of us look to our dads as our hero. Some of us look to our leaders as our heroes. Okay, some people that we admire, okay, we look to them and admire them to the point that they are our heroes. Okay, so, and we are fascinated about that. Now, there's a lot of things that are common with all of this heroes, particularly the superheroes, no? Few things that they have in common. One of that is that they have supernatural powers, okay? They have supernatural abilities, okay? Kumbaga, beyond human ability. Secondly, they fight against all evil villains, okay? Talagang, okay, yung purpose ng existence nila is to fight evil, okay? And to defeat the villains, okay, so, and their goal is to save the day by saving mankind. All of the superheroes are like that, no? Okay, they want to save the day, save humanity. And the result of this, even in the movie, you see that, you know, there's a picture of so much hope and inspiration among the people. Even perhaps in real life heroes, no? It stirs up hope in us and it inspires us, not only inspires us, but it also makes us aspire to become a hero or to imitate what they're doing. Sino po sa inyo dito, okay, especially mga lalaki, nung bata pa kayo, alright, nagtali kayo, kunwari, ng cape, tuwalya pala, eh, no, ng magulang mo, sobrang haba, and you run around, okay, you run around as a kid, pretending to be a superhero. And this is really something big, okay, our humanity desires this so much. Now, this prophecy of the child that is about to be born, that will be given to us, okay, this son that will be given to us, who will take the government into his shoulders. In other words, he will take the responsibility, he will take all of the blow, he will take charge of everything and make sure everything will fulfill its purpose. Okay, this son, okay, this child who was prophesied, okay, was called the Mighty God. He was called the Mighty God. Now, in Hebrew, the word mighty, gibor, okay, ang ibig po sabihin nun, it actually has a connotation of a conqueror, no? It is usually associated with a warrior, right? One of my favorite movie is Braveheart, William Wallace. Kaya pangalan ng firstborn son ko, William eh. Pangalanan ko sana siyang William the Braveheart Wallace Caleb Perez. Kaya lang sobrang haba na. Okay na yung William. Then joke lang. So, but it's my favorite movie. Okay, so, and that's what this word means, mighty. It has something to do with a conqueror associated with a warrior. Okay, he is so strong, undefeated champion that he becomes a legend. And then a national hero. Yun po ang picture. And this is a prophecy, a promise made to this child who later we knew who fulfilled this prophecy, and he is Jesus Christ, okay? The Son of God. He was the Mighty God. It was fulfilled 2,000 years ago when he came into this world. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Anointed One. Jesus is the Mighty God. And when we say Mighty God, he is fully God and fully man. He is both. He is not just God, okay, and he became man, and not God, and he became God again, or he's not half man or half human. No, he was both fully God, fully man, perfect in nature and function, perfect in harmony. It's amazing. And you think about it, it's almost incomprehensible, no? But that's the display of the might of God. And there was a time, okay? There was a time in his life, Jesus, when he was God in eternity, and then he added to himself being a man. Okay? He added humanity to himself. So in other words, meron pong umpisa yung pagiging man ni Jesus Christ. But he was already God in eternity past. He was the second person in the Trinity. Right? So, pero yung humanity niya may umpisa, pero walang end. Okay, so Now, Jesus is the mighty God. He is the hero that I believe we all need and want and are looking for. He is the hero of heroes. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Jesus is the mighty God. And his birth was a fulfillment of this prophecy. And I like to read that fulfillment in Matthew chapter 1. And this is already the Christmas story, you know. This is the reason why we have Christmas. Matthew 1 verses 18 to 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. In other words, Mary was engaged to this man, Joseph, okay, pledged to be married. But before they got married, she was found already pregnant, and because of the Holy Spirit, okay, who came upon her. Verse 19, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. As he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And this is Jesus. He is God, the mighty God. Okay? He was born, and the title Mighty God was designated to him. He was the one who fulfilled the prophecy. And what is the significance to his birth? Okay? Jesus, being the mighty God, at gano po ka-importante sa atin to? Okay? Anong kailangan natin maintindihan dito? Well, number one, Jesus, the mighty God, he came to fulfill the promise. He came to fulfill every promise of God. He wasn't just here to fulfill a prophecy, what was spoken of, an idea, but he actually came to fulfill every one of God's promises. 7,000 plus promises of God, every one of them. Every promise that God make is good. It's yes and it's amen. Okay, you can bank on it. Kumbaga, verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. And in reference, Isaiah 7 verse 14, it says there, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So Matthew gave us a picture that this is the fulfillment of that prophecy. And I want us to understand, church, that no one else is mighty enough to fulfill the promises of God. No one else. No other man. No other God of any religion. You see, in religion, they have God and they have all of these promises of hopes of a better life and a better state after life. And yet, the way to achieve that is to, you know, do some good works, to strive to attain it by yourself. Now, the difference is this Jesus, who is mighty God, he didn't just leave us to fulfill what has been promised and been prophesied. He himself fulfilled it, which no one else can. Kaya po para sa akin, sobrang mighty na finulfill niya yung promises ni God. Sobrang tindi. Right, so no one else is mighty enough even to fulfill an impossible prophecy. What is the impossible prophecy? A virgin will conceive and bear a son. Virgin, mabubuntis. Paano mangyayari yun? Medically, it's impossible. But because he is mighty God, he came to fulfill this. Every prophecy, every promise. E ano po yung implication nito sa buhay natin? Simply lang po, this speaks hope for us. He can be our hope. You know, there are too many promises that have become empty in this life. if you've ever experienced one. Too many promises that have been broken. I know some promises were made to me and were broken. Some promise, okay, were not fulfilled. They were painfully unfulfilled. And some of you here experienced that. Too many hopes that have been denied, deferred hopes, delayed hopes. In fact, some have already been crushed because of those hopes that have been delayed or denied to them. But Jesus is the mighty God who is willing and able to fulfill every good promise that God has for you and me. Every one of them. They are all yes and amen to them, to Him. And because He is our hope, then we can go on believing. We can go on trusting. We don't have to be crushed. We don't have to be in despair. Okay, we don't have to lose hope. We can go on hoping and believing. And we can experience the mighty work of God in fulfilling His promise. You see, a few months ago, somebody prophesied to me. And it brought me to tears because it was about my daughter, my firstborn child, okay, and it's about her being able to receive scholarships. And just a few months ago, that was fulfilled. We didn't expect, okay, we were trying to in the school, okay, applied for all of these scholarship documents, take the test and all that. But we really are not sure if she get the scholarship. But God had other plans. It's beyond us. A person we know, okay, in the past, okay, been blessed by the Lord, gave her a scholarship. Not for college, but even ngayon, as you know, high school pa lang siya. Wow, we were really blown away. Her tuition has been paid. And it's a fulfillment of prophecy. Who is mighty enough to fulfill that? Was it my friend? No, I believe it was God who moved into her heart to bring about fulfillment to what He has promised. God can never be limited by our ideas of how He's going to do it. He has a gazillion ways of doing it. As many as the stars in the sky, mas marami pa ang paraan ni Lord to fulfill every promise that He has for us. He is mighty. And He came to fulfill every good promise. Secondly, Jesus is the mighty God who came to save people from sin. Now, I want you to know, this is such a mighty thing that He has done for us. Saving us from our sins. Verse 21, Matthew 1. She will bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. I tell you what, no one else is mighty enough to save people from sins. No man is mighty enough. No matter how much you will try to do good, you are not mighty enough to save yourself from sin. No other god of any religion is mighty enough to cover and atone for sin. It's always that you have to do something. You have to make this sacrifice. You have to kill this. You have to offer this. You have to do this. It's always do this and do that. But you know, Jesus, the mighty God, He not only fulfilled Himself, He Himself became the atonement for all sin. And He paid it with His very life, His very blood. Wow, He is a mighty God indeed. No one else is mighty enough to pay the penalty for man's sin. Now, if we talk about sin, okay, how serious a sinner are we? Bible says, for the wages of sin, one sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The wages of one sin is death. How serious a sinner are we? Do you think it's fair to say in a perhaps one sin a day is fair to say? Pwede ba? Pare, no? Okay. Galit ka, wais talaga sa isip mo. Alright, so namura mo siya, okay? Kahit tinatry mong ayaw magmura, talaga. Kung hindi talaga mapagilan, boom! Sige. Alright, but perhaps it's fair to say that one sin a day, how about times 365 days? times 50 years if we get to live 50. And the longer we live, the more sins is committed. The more sins are committed, the more potential we commit sin. Labo, you know, the longer you live, the more sin potentially you can commit. Okay, so, but you know what? The good news, Jesus is mighty enough to save us from sins. In fact, He came to save us from the greatest struggle we can ever face in life. Our greatest struggle is not poverty, it's not traffic, it's sin. And Jesus came to save us from that. Amazing. And no one else is mighty enough to save us from sin. Ano implication nito? That He is our Savior. That we can surrender our lives to Him. That we can trust in Him. Okay, you know, if we can be set free and be changed and be transformed from the bondage and the slavery of sin. The Bible says that He became sin for us so that we will become God's righteousness. And lagay na lang natin, Kristiyano ka na. Alright? Sino sa inyo dito, you believe, okay, you are a Christian. Okay, save, you surrender your life to Jesus. Can I see your hands? Okay, Kristiyano ka? Great, dami, no? Ang dami pala natin. Okay, so, kung Kristiyano ka, isn't it fair to say na nagkakasala ka pa rin? Meron ba dito, simula nung naging Kristiyano ka, nung na-born again ka, never ka na ulit nagkasala? Meron ba? Okay, huwag kang magtaas ng kamay kasi yan ang unang kasalanan mo. Okay? Pagsisinungaling, okay? Kasalanan po, nga po pala, magsinungaling, okay? Baka nakalimutan. Okay, so, still, even us as believers, we fall short, commit sin. But you know what the Bible says? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Wow! Even our own mistakes will never be able to condemn us because Jesus, who is the mighty God, already made atonement for every sin. Sins that have been committed, sins that will be committed. Ganon ka mighty si Jesus as God. Not only He saved us from sin, He also gives us the victory. Hindi ito na parang na-save ka after that, parang struggle yung Christian life. You know, actually, there's a promised victory for every Christian. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives you the victory so that you can actually live and fulfill the purposes of God in your life. And God is able to give you victory because He is mighty. Jesus is the mighty God. Thirdly, Jesus did not only came as a mighty God to fulfill every promise and an impossible prophecy. Jesus, the mighty God, came to save people from sins. Not only that, He came as the mighty God to be with us. He came to be with us. Verse 23, behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him, his name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. How many of you here know President Barack Obama? I believe all of us know who Barack Obama is. We've seen him, okay? We've heard things about him. Some of us can do research and can articulate some of the accomplishments that he had as a U.S. president. But how many of you here have a relationship with him? You know him personally. I don't know. Maybe none. Maybe there's one who really knows him personally because you're a relative. But I assume there's none here. You see, sometimes, most of the time, powerful people, we only know them from a distance. We know, we can identify, articulate who they are, what they have done and accomplished. But when it comes to personal relationship, voila. They are powerful, mighty, yes, but they are aloof to us. Not so with God. He's not only mighty, He's not only powerful, He also wants to have a personal relationship with us. Isn't that amazing? I mean, who among the most powerful people that you know? Sino yung prime minister, babae, na nasa Time magazine ngayon? Wow, very influential. Yeah, hanggang magazine ka lang. Other than that, you can't even come close. Or the PSG, okay, will stop you. But Jesus, the mighty God, in fact, He actually comes and He wants to dwell in us. Jesus said this in John 14:23. Jesus answered him, "For if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Wow! He will make his home with you. Have a relationship with you. When you talk about home, you talk about a strong relationship. A strong bond that can never be broken by just, you know, galit-galit. Pag family, kay pag anak mo, kahit ba nagkamali yan, anak mo pa rin. May relationship, it will never change. And that's what Jesus wants to be. This mighty God, this powerful God. He wants to dwell and make His home with us. Amazing, isn't it? And no one else mighty enough to do this. No other God of any religion spoke about dwelling among His people within, in their hearts. No one else. Only Jesus, because He is the mighty God. Ano pong implication ito sa atin? No, we can have an experience with Him. We can know Him personally. He doesn't have to be God somewhere in a distance. Okay? From a distance, God is watching. Hanggang kanta na lang. From a distance. Okay? God is watching us. Pwede talagang ma-experience mo si God. This mighty, powerful warrior, God, you can have a personal relationship with Him. Have a personal encounter with Him. And you know why this is important? Because if you really begin to understand and have a revelation of this mighty God, this Jesus who is a mighty God, and have a relationship with Him, knowing that He is there for you. You know, one other commonality between all of those superheroes that I said, many of those superheroes, okay, they come when there is trouble, they rise when there is trouble, save the day, save mankind, and when trouble is gone, they too are gone. And they just come back again pag may trouble na naman. Kaya may part 1, part 2, part 3. Di ba? Hindi na ubos. Ito, series na. But you know, with God as a hero, He doesn't just save the day and save you. He comes to stay and dwell. And when we begin to understand that, you know, like David. You know David, right? He is a king like no other. Mighty, courageous, valiant warrior. A legend among his people. And because he knows this mighty God, because he had a revelation, because he too prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, and because he knows this God personally, Psalm 23, one of the most beautiful psalms, he said this and he confessed this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil." How can a man say that? It's because of a personal relationship. Because the God that he served is not a God from a distance. It's a God that is there with him. And then he goes on to say in verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Wow. David, a mighty king, a courageous champion, is able to say this because he had a revelation. He had a personal relationship with this mighty God. And that's my prayer for us. There will always be evil around us. There will always be trouble that tries to pressed into our lives. But I want us to know, Jesus is the mighty God who came to fulfill the promise of saving us and to be with us, never leaving us nor forsaking us, but staying with us, giving us the victory that we need. And I pray that this season, Christmas season will not just pass without us really experiencing the power and the might of God in our lives and the opportunity to get to know Him personally. Let me close with this verse and I will pray. Jesus Himself said this, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Lord Jesus, thank you because you came and you fulfilled every good promise and prophecy that is impossible for any man to fulfill. You fulfilled it because you are the mighty God. And you came to save us from the greatest struggles we ever experience. And that's sin, our sin, the sin of this world. And you set us free. And you pay the penalty for sin. And you destroyed the power of sin. And not only that, you said you want to dwell in us, make your home in us. Oh God, what an amazing thing that you, who are God, almighty, powerful, awesome in deeds, wants to have a relationship with us. Lord, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that we will experience you like never before. That you will be the hero we will aspire and imitate and embrace. A personal hero to us. Lord, I pray that you will cause your mighty works to be displayed among your people. Some of you here needs the power of God to bring breakthrough in your life, to bring healing over a sick loved one, to bring deliverance from whatever sin, habitual sins, and perhaps financial bondage and debt, relational strife. I just want you to know, God is willing to be mighty for you, to fight the battles for you, to take the burdens and own it for you, to save you and deliver you, and to stay with you all the way. And I pray for you, if that's you, if you're believing God for healing, perhaps for you, for your loved one, if you're believing God for spiritual breakthrough, if you're believing God, maybe you're a Christian, believing God for just forgiveness and breakthrough from whatever struggle spiritually that you're experiencing, deliverance from any financial debt. If that's you, I just want to pray for you. Would you just lift up your hand as a sign of surrender and without any shame and just humility and acknowledging that we need Jesus to be mighty for us. Lord, you see these hands. Lord, with a humble heart and a willing heart, be mighty before us, God. Be the God who is mighty for us, Lord. Jesus, you are our mighty God. Heal, Lord. Heal every sick body, Lord. Deliver every debt, Lord God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord God, from sin, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord. Give us breakthrough, Lord God, in our relationships, Lord. Give us breakthrough in our knowledge and understanding of you, God. Oh, Lord, show yourself mighty to your people. We believe, we hope, we put our hope in you. We put our trust in you.
We confess that you are our God and there is no other. We want to know you more, Lord. Show us who you are, God. Let this season, Lord, be an opportunity for us to see you mighty on our behalf. God, thank you. Lord, bless your people. Bless your people. Thank you because you love them so much, God. So many things that you want to bring breakthrough in their lives. In Jesus' name.